I empty the glass of water down my throat and put it back on the table in front of me. Look, I figure ONI or some other TLA outfit, say the Black Chamber pretending to be ONI investigators, was watching Mo and picked up on me as soon as we made contact. It was a stitch-up. Whoever tried to shoot me and snatch her took them by surprise. That wasn't in the script. I know I should have come home then, but at that point I think everyone was off balance. Who the fuck were those loons anyway? A major summoning in public?
You have no need to know, Derek says snippily. Drop it.
Okay. I lean back in my chair, tipping it on two legs. My head aches abominably. I get the picture. My third interrogator pipes up in a reedy voice.
This isn't the whole story, is it, Robert?
I stare at her, annoyed. Probably not, no. Bridget is a blonde, upwardly mobile executive, her sights fixed on the dizzying heights of the cabinet office, in seeming ignorance of the bulletproof glass ceiling that hovers over all of us who work in the laundry. Her main job description seems to be making life shitty for everybody farther down the ladder, principally by way of her number one henchperson, Harriet. She holds forth strictly for the record.
I'm unhappy about the way this assignment was set up. This was supposed to be a straightforward meet and pitch session, barely one rung up from having our local consul pay a social call. With all due respect, Robert is not a particularly experienced representative and should not have been sent into such a situation without mentoring.
It's friendly soil, Andy interrupts.
As friendly as it gets without a bilateral arrangement, which is to say, not an active joint intelligence sharing, committee-sanctioned liaison environment. Foreigners, in other words. Robert was pushed out in the cold without oversight or adequate support from higher management, and when things went off the rails, he quite naturally did his best, which wasn't quite good enough.
She smiles dazzlingly at Andy.
I'd like to minute that he needs additional training before being subjective to solo exercises, and I'd also like to say that I think we need to review the circumstances leading up to this assignment closely, in case they are symptomatic of a weakness in our planning and accountability loop.
Oh, great. Andy looks almost as disgusted as I feel. Bridget has just damned us, everyone else in fact, with faint praise. I did as well as could be expected, and need extra supervision before I can be let out of the kindergarten to go pee-pee. Derek and Andy and everyone else involved get to have Bridget poke her long, inquisitive nose into their procedural compliance and see if they're exercising due diligence. As for Bridget, if she turns up anything that even whiffs of negligence, she gets to look good to the top brass by cleaning shop, and anyone who disagrees is being grossly unprofessional. Office politics, the laundry remix. My head aches, I mutter, and my body is telling me that it's 2 in the morning. Do you have any more questions? If you don't mind, I'm going to go home and lie down for a day or two.
Take all week, Andy says dismissively. We'll have everything sorted out when you get back.
I stand up fast. In my current state, I don't think to ask what strange and perverted definition of sorted he's using.
I'd like to see a written report of your trip,
Bridget adds before I can close the door behind me.
Documented in accordance with Operations Manual 4, Chapter 11, Section C. No need to hurry, but I want it on my desk by the end of next week.
Evidence, written, bureaucrats for the malicious use of. I head for home, anticipating a long hot bath and then 18 hours in the sack.
This ends Disc 2.